It's hard to get washed with the washing of the water by the word if you got caked on dirt. And that's the truth. You know, I got wounded in Vietnam. They took me to the hospital. And I mean, they had to wash my hair about 5 times. Why? Because it was that dirty. And I said to them, why are you doing this so much? And they said, well, it's still dirty. Well, when you've heard the wrong teaching for years, it's hard to get rid of it. People are double-minded. Can't be double-minded and expect to receive anything from God. So Jesus said, I speak the words and God does the works. If we can't do the works, all we can do is speak the words. Amen? Word doesn't change because God doesn't change. Turn over to Psalm 23. Malachi 3:6 says, for I'm the Lord, I do not change. Glory to God. Psalm 23. So if God doesn't change, then He is still the shepherd of Psalm 23, isn't He? Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Have you ever known any sick people that didn't want to get well? No. But God said, David said, the Lord's my shepherd, He must not have been sick then. Because if he was sick, he'd have a want, wouldn't he? Every sick person wants to be well. Psalm 34, we're going to come back. We're still in Psalm 23, but to go along with that, Psalm 34, 9 says, oh, fear the Lord, you His saints. Means reverence Him, worship Him. There's no want to those who fear Him. Then there's no sickness. The young lions lack and suffer hunger. But those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Have we proved that healing is good and sickness is bad? Those who seek the Lord shall not lack healing. Amen? Has that changed? No. Luke 22 says, it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Excuse me, Luke 12:32. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. How many fathers want their children to be sick? And the Bible says, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will God give good things to those who ask? It's amazing how many people were just like me when my father was dying, never asked. Why? Because they didn't know. They didn't know. Psalm 23, verse 2, He makes me lie down in green pastures. Not sick beds. Amen? He leads me beside the still waters. What's that remind you of? Tranquil, peace, safe waters. You know, rough waters, rocks. He leads us to still waters, peaceful waters, not shark-infested waters. Verse 3, He restores my soul. The word soul, that word soul is translated life 117 times. We could put it in there, He restores my life. It's translated person 29 times, He restores my person. It's translated heart 15 times, He restores my heart. It's translated body 8 times, He restores my body. In other words, He's the God of the whole deal. Right? What shepherd would sit back and watch his sheep get sick? He makes us to lie down in green pastures. He restores our soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. It does not glorify God for His body to be sick. And the Bible says we're co-laborers together. We're God's workmanship. Well, if you're sick, you can't do the work of God. Verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Oh, people fear sickness, don't they? Why not? For you're with me. The healer's with you. You know, the Bible says, if the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, which He does, He will quicken, He will give life to your mortal body. That's this body, this death-doomed body. He will give life to your mortal body. That's for us.
if you receive it, if you believe it. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Notice he's walking through, he ain't camping out. Don't camp in the valley of the shadow of death. Just walk through it. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Hallelujah. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians that God is the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them who are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. We ought to walk in divine health and help other people walk in divine health. That's God's plan. Death is an enemy. Sickness is an enemy. Verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. You know, the Holy Spirit is a type. The oil is a type of the Holy Spirit. My cup runs over. That means all of his needs are met. God has supplied all of his needs. Notice verse 6. Psalm 23:6. Surely sickness and misery shall dog me all the days of my life. And it seems like I dwell at the doctor's office. No, that's not what it says. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen? I tell this here at church. I went to Rhema Bible Training Center. We moved to Oklahoma in 1982. My son John was 2 years old, and of course, we learned about healing, learned about resisting the devil. And my son seemed like he was sick every week. So much so that he knew at 2 years old, he knew the doctor's name. He called him by name Dr. Barani, who's Indian. Knew him by name. That did not change the Word of God. What had to change was our understanding of the Word of God, our faith. And that year, 2 years that we were in Oklahoma, really just the first year, we spent more time at the doctor's than the rest of our life put together. He had more sickness, and he wasn't a sickly kid, it was an attack of the enemy, than all the other kids and him put together. But we learned. We didn't go by what we saw. We didn't say, well, I guess it doesn't work. The Word of God works. Amen? Just because you can't hit the target doesn't mean there's something wrong with the gun. Amen? Don't check up on the gun, check up on you. Healing is for today. Just keep after it. Don't ever think that it's your friend. Don't ever think it's from God. You see, if you think it's from God, how are you going to resist it? You know, people say, you've all heard this. I mean, you know, back years ago, before I learned these things, I mean, it was common saying at my church, oh yeah, you know, God let me be sick so I could go to the hospital and witness to the nurse. Now, you've all heard that nonsense, haven't you? Come on! Well, why don't you go visit somebody else and witness to the nurse? You don't have to be sick to witness to the nurse. Amen? But that was the tradition. Or people say, well, yes, but you know, I was sick and God taught me something. I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing that God wants to teach you that you have to be sick to learn. It's all right here. Just open the Bible. You don't have to be sick to learn something from God. You have to open the Bible. You have to listen. You have to know that God is good, and every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father above, and sickness is not one of them, and you have authority over it, and you need to resist it just like you would if you're driving down the street and something says you go rob that gas station. You say no. Will you say the same thing? Sickness, no. It's not mine. I won't have it. Like Brother Hagin said, whoever heard of the heavenly flu? There's a swine flu, there's Asian flu, but there ain't no heavenly flu. Don't put God's name on it. It's satanic oppression, and you ought not to let the devil give it to you. You got authority over the devil. Jesus said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Go ye therefore. Surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. Amen? Amen. We're not done with this. We're going to pick up next week talking about
the origin of sickness. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy. We thank you, Lord, that you watch over your word to perform it. Your word said, I am the Lord, thy healer. And your word says that if you serve me, I will remove sickness. I will bless your food and drink and remove sickness from your midst. Father, we thank you that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. And Father, we thank you that you are our healer and that with long life will you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.